You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast, encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I want to give you secrets to effective ministry. This is for those of you who sense the call of God to go into ministry. I want to begin this series by giving you two keys that will help you experience breakthrough in your ministry, whether you're an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, apostle, whatever fivefold you are, or maybe you're not one of the fivefold, but you want to be more effective where you are. These keys, these proven biblical principles, will help release you into a new season of ministry. And I believe this is the beginning of one of the greatest seasons of ministry in your life. This is a brand new series. Part one of three is right now. So during this series, I'm going to be giving you keys to effective ministry. Now, when I started talking about doing this series, some people actually told me, David, I don't think you should actually do that series. Instead, you should put that online, put it behind a paywall, and make people pay for this information because this is very valuable. But honestly, I believe that one of the greatest keys to breakthrough is releasing. Generosity for others will produce results in what you are doing. So I want to just give you these keys. These are keys that I have learned, not only from experience, but also from mentors of mine who have many, many, many years of experience behind them. And I know these teachings are going to enrich you as a leader, as a minister, and really as a believer, because these principles don't just necessarily apply to ministry. They can, in fact, apply to all different aspects of life. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 gives us the first key here. The scripture says, "Then he said to me, 'This is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by force, nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies.'" Now, this is one of my favorite scriptures in all of the Word because it talks about our reliance upon the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Number one, of course, if you're going to do ministry, you cannot rely upon the practical keys alone. And I will give you some practical keys throughout this series. But you must learn to rely, lean upon, be totally helpless without the presence of the Holy Spirit. Your prayer life and how you treat your prayer life shows the level of seriousness and commitment that you have to ministry. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's always by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the greatest ministry growth expert who ever lived. You think about his works in writing. It's the best-selling book of all time. His writing has influenced more influencers than any writer who has ever lived. His leadership training is the most effective. He understands the keys to the hearts of men and women. He knows how to move in cities and nations and regions. He truly is the source and the power behind all that we do in ministry. Without the Holy Spirit, ministry is just an organization. Without the Holy Spirit, preaching is just positive speech. Without the Holy Spirit, our programs are powerless, our systems are useless, and everything that we do will only affect the temporary and nothing in eternity. We need the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, especially now more than ever before. We live in a wicked generation, and what begins in the Spirit must be sustained by the Spirit. What is founded in the flesh can never become spiritual. Therefore, we must involve the Holy Spirit in every moment of every day. How do we do that? We simply involve Him and invite Him through prayer. A lifestyle of prayer invites the presence of the Holy Spirit, invites the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, that ancient wisdom that built the Book of Acts church, that ancient wisdom that caused everything that we see in the church world today to be here. This is the power that we need. This is the presence that we need. We don't need to rely upon human wisdom. We don't need to rely upon strategy alone. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that is the first key. Number one is Spirit. We can't do ministry without the Holy Spirit. I remember one time there was a great season of ministry that we were experiencing. And in ministry, you will experience some seasons where you feel like you're changing the world and other seasons where you feel like nobody really cares. And that's just a part of the ebb and flow of ministry. These waves that we experience, they're inconsistent, but so long as our faith is consistently placed in the power of the Holy Spirit, we continue to move forward. And I remember there was a season in ministry where we experienced one of those rises. We were up in every possible way you could imagine. Financially, our events were growing, our media reach was growing. And so I remember we're moving through this wonderful season of ministry, and I'm just rejoicing in every minute of it. We had just come out of one of those dips, and many of you know what I'm talking about, and I'm sure there are many more in the future. That's just a part of ministry. But I remember we had everything down to a system. Our prayer line was perfectly organized. Our events were perfectly organized. Our media was perfect. We had a full-time person for almost every department you can imagine for ministry. Our books were selling. Our events were getting more and more crowded. I mean, you think about it, and that was happening for us at that season of ministry. And then all of a sudden, I was rebuked by the Holy Spirit. I heard His voice within me very firmly. He said to me this. He said, "Since when does it require no faith to operate a healing ministry?" And it struck me because I realized that my prayer life had began to diminish. Why? Because I was so distracted by the blessing of ministry itself, by what people would call success, that my prayer life began to diminish. And I know that when your prayer life begins to diminish, your flesh comes alive. Your old habits begin to return. Your old mindsets come back into play. This is why it's so important that we stay focused on who it is that really is building the ministry. And that is the person of the Holy Spirit. So that's number one, the Spirit. You have to have the Holy Spirit. You have to have a prayer life. You have to involve His power in everything that you do, not just in a way that you feel comfortable with, but in a way that honors the Holy Spirit. Some people criticize this ministry for the healings, for people being slain in the Spirit. Some people say it's fake. Some people say you do it for the money. Some people say, oh, it's too showy. Doesn't matter. You have to be focused on who builds the ministry. And that's the person of the Holy Spirit. He must be allowed to do whatever it is He wants to do, even if it makes you uncomfortable, even if it makes those around you uncomfortable. It has to be built upon Him, His will, His ways. Otherwise, it's not really ministry at all. So that's number one, Spirit. Now, number two is important as well. And we find number two in this portion of Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 40. "But be sure that everything is done properly and in order." This portion of Scripture is talking about having organization in ministry, having order in ministry. I'll put it to you this way. I heard this phrase, and I wish I had come up with the phrase. I don't know who said it, but it's a powerful statement. And that is, God will not bless a mess. Are your finances in order? Are you doing things legally, ethically even? Are your events structured properly? Is your marketing strategy in place? Now, you may say, wait, that has no place in ministry. Well, think about the early church. They used letters. That was a form of marketing to get their message out. You have to have structures in place if you're going to run a ministry. Now, there is this common misconception about ministry that it's almost this hippie-like lifestyle where you just move about and the wind of the Spirit carries you where it will. No, God does not anoint the lazy. Whenever God called someone, He looked for a diligent man or woman, someone who was working, someone who was diligent to be structured, someone who was giving themselves over to study, someone who had a clear direction. Sometimes God may disrupt your plans, absolutely, but then He will implement a plan of His own. Think about the order of the universe and everything that exists. All of it is based upon the order of God. Everything that God has ever implemented as far as the church goes, the ecclesiastical authority, everything is under a structure, a system. Some people say, I don't serve a system, I serve God. Well, God is a God of systems, the ecosystem. He even, in fact, created the financial system. He created the bodily systems. He created the immune system, the digestive system. Think of all of the systems that God put into place. Your ministry should reflect the nature and the character of God. And I'll tell you this, the Holy Spirit is very organized. Yes, He's unpredictable sometimes, but that doesn't mean that He's not acting according to a plan of His own. He is very organized. He is very deliberate. He is very intentional. And that is part of why there is so much power behind what he does. Think about how the scripture describes that God waited for the fullness of time to send his son to the earth, that the advent of Christ didn't take place until a certain period in history. That's because God was not necessarily standing by and not caring about humanity, but he was waiting for the perfect circumstances in which to send his son that would create what we know as the church, and that would spread the gospel as far as it was spread. This is why we need structure. How do you handle your ministry? I'll never forget that season of ministry. I'm telling you, I have many stories like this because we have many highs and many lows, many highs, many lows. But another one of the highs that we hit in ministry came because we had structures in place. I went on this TV program, very popular Christian television program, and I have some friends who also went on that program. And some of them told me different things. Some of them told me, oh, I went on there, wasn't that big of a response. Others told me, oh, I went on there, it was a great response. So I said, well, hopefully we get a great response. So I go on to the program. It doesn't air until months later. But when it finally did air, this was around 2016, when it finally did air, our ministry was inundated with blessings from every side. Financially, again, our events, the books, everything. Our broadcast reach, more people were getting saved, more people were getting healed, more ministers were being raised. It was a powerful time of ministry. That season, we just seemed to hit this tipping point where everything just broke loose for us. And this was after years and years and years of almost nothing, no real fruit. I mean, we had some fruit, but it wasn't a harvest. And that season just hit right after that moment we went on that broadcast. And I couldn't figure out why until the Holy Spirit showed me. He said, you've been planting the seeds and I sent the rain. In other words, we prepared for the rain to come. And because our buckets were out ready to catch the rain, when the waters of the Spirit began to pour out, our buckets were filled. What are those buckets? They're structures. So when our ministry started getting phone calls, hundreds of them, I wasn't left not knowing what to do. We had a staff in place. We had a very organized system on how we handled phone calls. So every single one of those people who called was eventually contacted by our ministry, many of whom became supporters. We had content available on our channels and our social media platforms and on our website so that when people got connected to the ministry, they didn't just come see a website that was empty. They came and saw a website full of content. So they got lost in the content and became followers of the ministry. Why? Because we had been structured and we had those things in place. We must be organized and structured if we are to see God's blessing on our work. This is a reality of ministry. I know this doesn't sound spiritual, but organization, though not glamorous, is a very spiritual trait of ministry. When you have those structures in place, able to catch the blessing of God, then when God does finally send the blessing your way, you're able to handle it.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.